For Effingham Radio News, I'm Samantha Letourneau. I've got Pam Jacobs, the emergency manager for Effingham County, with me today. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I'm good. Thank you for asking.
Hello, Effingham County.
So the reason why we have you in here today is, contrary to everyone's popular opinion, winter is around the corner. And a lot of people are kind of preoccupied this week with the holidays coming up. They aren't thinking about winter preparedness. So what tips does the Effingham County Emergency Management Agency have for winterizing your home?
The first thing would be to imagine that you would have to be stranded at your house for a few days because of a severe winter storm. So you'd want to have food and water, a gallon of water per person per day. You'd want to have some non-perishable foods, canned foods like canned meats and fruits and vegetables, a manual can opener in case you have power outages at your house, some high energy foods like nuts and peanut butter. You can make peanut butter sandwiches, peanut butter and crackers, some breakfast bars, granola bars. They sell a lot of protein bars. Those are good to have on hand. Then always some comfort food. You know, I like Doritos and Oreos, of course, right? Everybody likes their comfort food. You need to have a flashlight with some batteries, battery-operated radio so that you can get all the weather information that you guys are going to be putting out for us and all the safety tips to help us make it through those days if we're stranded at home. You always need to have a first aid kit with all the medications that your family would need to make it through several days. All your pet care items, those are always, you always have to think about your pets. They're going to need to eat and have water too, and any kind of medications that they have to have. You know, with your fire background, family background, that you need a smoke detector and a CO detector. Make sure that they have fresh batteries and are working properly. And a fire extinguisher. Everybody home needs a fire extinguisher, and everybody knows how to use it, right? Everybody needs to know how to use it. If you have an alternate heat source or power source, you need to know how to use that as well, and follow all the safety guidelines and read your manual carefully before the power goes out so that you know how to use it and you're not looking at your manual with your flashlight trying to figure out how to operate your devices. And if you don't have an alternate heat source or a power source, check with your family and friends. Maybe find someone else that you could stay with if we have long-term power outages in the county.
Yeah, I know in this area, we were really lucky last year with not having a severe winter storm. But in the past, I mean, just the past 10 years, we've had a couple really big winter storms that have left our area without power.